Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We take pleasure in bringing you the third broadcast in a special series of three, which have been devoted to the performance of the recent chamber music of Dmitri Shostakovich, brilliant young Russian composer. Last week, you heard the Western Hemisphere premiere of Shostakovich's trio in E minor for piano and strings. Today, we are to hear the first performance in America of the composer's second string quartet in A major, Opus 69, as played by four members of the NBC Symphony Orchestra. Misha Mishakov and Daniel Gillet, violins, Carlton Cooley, viola, and Benar Heifetz, cello. Shostakovich completed his second string quartet on September 20th, 1944, just a little after a month after he'd put the finishing touches on the E minor trio heard on this program last week. The work on both pieces was done during the past summer at a farm set aside by the Russian government near Ivanova for the use of the composer and his colleagues. The quartet's first performance took place on November 9, 1944, at the Composer's Club in Moscow. The first movement is styled an overture. Here, a declamatory introduction, oriental in flavor, leads to a main section based on a motive suggestive of protest and lamentation. Only a brief episode in the form of a slow waltz serves to relieve the music's emotional and harmonic tension. The second movement, titled Recitative and Romance, opens with an elaborate cadenza episode for the first violin. Then comes the romance, which begins in nostalgic vein, but gradually becomes more and more tense and restless. As this reaches its climax, we have a return once more of the cadenza episode for solo violin, this time muted. The third movement of Shostakovich's second quartet is an elusive and shadowy waltz for muted strings. The final movement consists of a brief introduction leading to a set of widely differing variations on a simple, straightforward tune. The music ends with a broad and sonorous restatement of the melodic material with which the finale opened. Misha Mishakov, Daniel Gillet, Carlton Cooley, and Benar Heifetz are heard now in the first Western Hemisphere performance of Dmitri Shostakovich's second string quartet in A major. Thank you.
Thank you.
have been listening to the Second String Quartet in A Major by Dmitri Shostakovich, as performed for the first time in America by Misha Mishikov, Daniel Gillet, Carlton Cooley, and Ben R. Heifetz. Thus bringing us to the end of this special series of three broadcasts featuring the recent chamber music compositions of the renowned young Russian composer. Before concluding the series, it is interesting to note that the quartet which we've just heard is dedicated to Vissarion Shabalin, for 20 years a close friend of Shostakovich, and himself a composer of considerable renown in the Soviet Union. Heard on the two preceding programs were Shostakovich's prize-winning quintet for piano and string and the American premiere of the trio for piano and strings in E minor. Next week at this time, we shall have the pleasure of hearing once again the regular Saturday recitals of the First Piano Quartet. Charles F. McCarthy speaking. This program was heard in Canada through the facilities of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation and came to you from New York. This is the National Broadcasting Company.